Thomas True and the Horns of Pan by Sophie Masson. Read by Andrew Sachs. Dear reader, do you wish you could leave the ordinary world and go into an extraordinary one, full of fun and magic and adventure and danger? You do? Well, so does Thomas True. And one grey London afternoon, his wish comes true. Two amazing people come calling at his house, a dwarf called Adverse Camber and a bright little lady named Angelica Eyebright. They tell Thomas he's a rhymer, and he has a destiny in their world, the world of the hidden people. It's a world of magic, what the hidden people call pishogue. It's a world of extraordinary places and people. The aerials who live in the sky, the sea folk who live in the ocean, the montagnards who live in the rocks and mountains, the uncouthers who live deep underground, and the middlers who live on the surface of the earth. But not everyone in the hidden world is pleasant or friendly, and some of them, like the uncouthers, are very nasty indeed. In the first adventure, Thomas True and the Hidden People, Thomas and his father Gareth come to live in Owlchurch and begin to learn what it means to be a rhymer. He learns, too, about the rivalry between homely little Owlchurch and Aspire, the glamorous village across the river. And then he falls into great danger when he stumbles into the uncouthers' country and is brought face to face with General Legion Morningstar, their cruel leader, who has some very unpleasant plans for him. Now Thomas is back in Owlchurch, safe and sound. Or is he?